And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 22nd of April, 2012. It's the birthday of the novelist Henry Fielding, born in Sharpham, England, 1707. Grew up rich, carefree, studied literature at Eton, flirting with girls. But when he was 21, he found out that his father could not support him anymore, and suddenly he had to make a living, so he turned to writing. He started out writing satirical plays, 25 of them in about 10 years, which were so critical of the government that the government passed the Theatrical Licensing Act of 1737, which demanded that every play be approved and licensed by the government before it was performed, whereupon Fielding stopped writing plays, became a barrister. But after Samuel Richardson's novel Pamela was a huge success, Fielding, who thought it was a terrible book, turned to writing novels, including Joseph Andrews and Tom Jones. And it's the birthday of Paula Fox, born in New York City, 1923. Her parents, charming people, had no interest in being parents. Her mother, a beautiful socialite. Her father, a Hollywood screenwriter. They loved drinking, going to parties. And a few days after the girl was born, they abandoned her at an orphanage in Manhattan. She was passed off to various caregivers, married and divorced a second time, wrote stories. And then in the 60s, she published 15 books in 10 years, including Desperate Characters, which was rediscovered a few years ago by the novelist Jonathan Franzen, who fell in love with it, wrote an essay in Harper's, whereupon W.W. Norton reprinted Desperate Characters. Paula Fox also wrote a memoir of her childhood, Borrowed Finery. Here's a poem for today by Anne Pearson Wise entitled Everything But God. In Europe, you can see cathedrals from far away. As you drive toward them across the country, they're visible, stony, and roosted on the land, even before the towns that surround them. In New York, you come upon them with no warning. Turn a corner, and there one is, on Fifth Avenue, St. Patrick's, spiny and white as a shell in a gift shop. Dark St. Agnes, lost near a canal and some housing projects in Brooklyn. Or St. John the Divine, listed in every guidebook, yet seeming always like a momentary vision on Amsterdam Avenue, with its ragged halo of trees, wide stone steps ascending directly out of traffic. Lately, I have found myself unable to pass by. The candles' anonymous wishes waver and flame near the entrance, bright, numerous, transitory, and eternal as a migration. The birds that fly away are never exactly the same as those that return. The gray flowering arches' ribs rise until they fade like bones, so large and old they belong to an undetected time on earth. Here and there, people's small backs in prayer, the windowed saints' robes, orchid glow, the shadows, ghosts of a long nocturnal snow from a sky below which we did not yet exist, with our questions tender as burns. A poem by Anne Pearson Wise, Everything But God, from her collection Floating City, published by Louisiana State University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. You can join its centennial celebration and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vedder, be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Thank you.